From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. About 150 teens took over Millennium Park last night, the first large group takeover of the season, but we've reported on the crowds for years at CBS 2. Big changes were put in place after those crowds turned violent last year and a teenage boy was killed at the Bean. Security checkpoints went up around Millennium Park at the mayor's orders. Juveniles were required to have adult supervision after 6 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. A city spokesperson confirmed to us those same rules will be in place this year. Police are still looking for the gunman in a shooting at that popular beach in Evanston, just steps from Northwestern's campus. Three teens were shot, one of them died, and we're now hearing concerns about how the university responded to the crime in progress. As the shooter left the scene, Northwestern students were not notified about the incident until about 30 minutes after shots were fired. The university admits it should have sent an alert sooner. And a solemn day as Chicago firefighters will honor their brother, fallen firefighter Jermaine Pelt. His funeral service set for today at 11 a.m. at the House of Hope. Pelt, at 49 years old, paid the ultimate sacrifice on April 4th, fighting a fire in West Pullman. The 18-year CFD veteran died of smoke inhalation. Pelt was a registered nurse, a paramedic, an instructor at the fire academy. He was also a father of two. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy, cooler lakeside, but a high of 81 across the area. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.